Ron, the feds have been all over the governor's alleged pay-to-play fundraising operation since 2002. They've already indicted 13 people, and some of today's charges against Blagojevich do in fact go back a few years. But the most shocking and sensational allegations are based on secret tape recordings in Blagojevich's own home and two of his offices in recent weeks, and it defies belief that a governor who's been such a big target of the feds would allegedly say things that are so foul and so incriminating to so many people.
You might hear a couple of words that you might not hear publicly, but those are only adjectives to describe maybe some of you.
The governor's language on the secret tape recordings is in fact off color, but it's hardly funny, as he allegedly describes the power to fill Barack Obama's Senate seat in blatant pay-to-play terms. I've got this thing and it's bleeping golden, the governor says, and I'm not giving it up for bleeping nothing. I want my money. So when a Senate wannabe offers to raise up to $1 million in campaign cash for Blagojevich in exchange for the seat, the governor allegedly says he's got to see something tangible up front. And when Obama's advisors refuse to promise him a cabinet position or ambassadorship in exchange for giving the Senate seat to Obama insider Valerie Jarrett, the governor allegedly calls Obama a mother bleeper. Bleep him. For nothing, bleep him. As for those critical Chicago Tribune editorial writers, fire all of those bleeping people, Blagojevich allegedly says. Get them the bleep out of there and get us some editorial support.
I laid awake at night worrying whether I'd read in the paper in the morning that when there were layoffs, that we'd find out that that person was laid off.
I can tell you from the FBI agents that participated in this wiretap investigation were thoroughly disgusted and revolted by what they heard.
The secret tape recordings are the government's best weapon against Blagojevich, according to former prosecutor Patrick Collins.
As a prosecutor, the best evidence you can ever get is the person saying it for themselves, and tape evidence is very, very powerful, compelling evidence for a jury.
The extensive wiretapping was authorized based on information from a close Blagojevich advisor described in the affidavit as, quote, Individual A. He happens to fit the profile of the governor's close friend and fundraiser, John Wyma, who was Blagojevich's congressional chief of staff before becoming a mega lobbyist. Wyma reportedly offered up information in exchange for immunity. Immunity hasn't been granted up to now. So far, we haven't been able to reach Mr. Wyma or his attorney for a comment tonight. Live in the newsroom, I'm Andy Shaw, ABC 7 News.